Hello and welcome to another episode of the SEO Unplugged podcast. I'm your host, Itamar Blauer, and today I'm joined with Carl Roof, who's been involved with so many different projects and things in the SEO industry, such as HVSEO, the agency, POP, which is a tool, IMG courses, all that kind of cool stuff. So, Carl, good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. All right, so let's get right into the topic for today, which is all about reliable SEO testing, because I feel like this is something that personally I haven't seen too many people talk about, and it would be great to get your sort of thoughts around this kind of topic, because I know you've been involved with SEO testing a lot. So the first thing that I sort of want to get into is, what's your take on SEO testing currently, whether that's from the community and things that you've seen or from your own tests that you've done?
Well, I think from a community perspective, I think a few more people are testing than maybe they were 8-9 years ago when I started running SEO tests. But I can say that it's still a pretty small select group of people that are doing it. And while on the one hand, it would be nice for more people to be involved, on the other hand, it gives you a competitive edge. So I don't really mind people not doing it. You know, it's like, I'm happy to be the one that's doing a lot of it and figuring out my own stuff. It still continues to be kind of a solitary journey in a lot of ways. You know, we do have, there are SEO groups now that do more testing than before. And of course I'm in a group that does that as well. That's the IMG. But, and so if you want to get involved in testing, there are places where you can go, but, it's not saturated with, people who are running SEO tests.
Right, I see. Okay, so there's still, you know, obviously, like, from my point of view, it's like, yeah, there's always a good time. Like, it's always a good time to be able to test stuff out, especially within our industry where things do change a lot. And you can't always be complacent and assume that things that have worked for you in the past are necessarily going to be working to the same degree now. But this actually brings me on to the sort of question about, you know, reliability. So what, in your opinion, makes an SEO test reliable to the point where if you actually release it to the community, there are actually things that they can, you know, apply to it, and it's not just something that, oh, it probably wasn't work. Like, how do you assess reliability within SEO testing?
Well, repeatability is obviously the biggest thing, that you can do a test and you can show how you set it up and then it can be repeated. Like, somebody else can do it or you can do it again. The largest confirmation, though, is actually doing a test in the inverse. So let's say you do a test one way and you determine that H2s are a ranking factor. Then you can do the test in the inverse, where you remove H2s, you know, and instead of a page going up showing that it's a factor, a page drops because it doesn't have that factor. And that's when you know you've got something really strong, where you can do the test in a positive and in a negative, and you'll be able to have a lot of confidence that's going to help you remove the needle.
Okay, I see. So repeatability being a big thing, making sure that, you know, but is that also something that's linked to the type of vertical or niche that you're in? Or is it something that generally anyone can pretty much do? And I guess with that, there are some nuances, because I guess in certain ways it is dependent maybe on the access or the ability you've got within your CMS to do certain things. But on the whole, is there anything that sort of is applicable to, let's say, the majority of types of sites in terms of what they can do? Or are there some cases where it's actually going to be dependent on quite a few different things?
Most of the tests that you can run and figure something out on are broadly applicable, because you're usually, what you try to do is you try to play in a space that Google isn't familiar with, or as little familiarity as possible, so that you're optimizing for things that Google really doesn't know about yet. And in doing that, then you control the space, or you control as much of the environment as you can. And in doing that, then you can see, like, okay, this is or is not a ranking factor. And then, you know, because it's something that Google really doesn't have on their radar very well, that can be broadly applied then to any industry, any keyword, any niche. It will go across the board.
Okay, well, that's quite a reassuring thing to hear. And leading on with that, what is really the best way then of setting up and leveraging SEO tests? So if you're somebody right now listening to this that is wanting to be like, oh, I want to run my SEO test, so what's like the first port of call, and what is it that they should do in order to set up and actually leverage SEO tests that are actually going to be reliable?
First and foremost, make sure you're testing on a site you don't care about. Do not do this on the back of your top affiliate site or the back of your agency site or the back of a client site. You definitely don't want to do that, right? Because in the situation where Google decides they don't like that test, and if you were to accidentally burn the domain, you want to make sure that you burn something you don't really care about. So that is step one. I would have my own test site. But that's kind of a bigger thing too. It surprises me how many people don't have a tester site just in general. Like, you don't have to be running scientific tests, but just a place to try things out in. So you have a sandbox. You know, I think you don't have to get into the nitty gritty on any kind of scientific SEO test or try to get some sort of, statistical probability in what you're doing, but just like having a place where you can go and try things before you do it on something you care about. I think if anybody takes anything away from this talk, that should be number one. You should have a little something, a little site somewhere where when you see the latest and greatest technique, or you see something going on, or you want to try some new tool or something like that, you have some place to try it first that isn't going to take down your main money site or anything that might be generating revenue for you. But assuming you've got that, assuming you've got something where you can play, the classic setup is to do 5 identical pages on that site, index them, and then from there, change one thing on one of those pages. And then that one thing that you change is the one thing that you're looking at. And if that page rises in rank, then you can say that that's a positive factor. If it drops in rank, then you've got a negative factor. And if it doesn't move, then it's likely a non-factor. You're testing something that Google doesn't care about when it comes to rank.
Okay. So with that, actually, what would be, in your opinion, a good sort of niche or area when you're setting up the site? Because obviously, if you're trying to, assess things like rankings, there are going to be certain types of content that you'll put up, which you'll have absolutely no chance in a million years to be able to rank for it. So what's a sort of good way to do it? Should it just be on a completely fake term that you've just made up and then you try and get that index because you know the competition won't be there? Or, also some people might think that, well, if I've got 5 pages up all with identical content, is there going to be maybe an issue of cannibalization there? Like, would that sort of throw off the testing that I'm doing? Like, how would you go about approaching those sorts of potential
issues? If there's any penalty, it would apply equally to all the pages. So you don't have to worry about, like, because you're doing it on the same domain, you've kind of eliminated a lot of potential factors where things that would be outside your control. So anything that's done to one page is done to all of them, just by virtue of being there on the same domain. What you probably want to do, though, it is tricky to have a completely fake keyword right now because of indexing issues. But you can go to random word generators and they'll put words together that don't necessarily go together. They look funny to, say, a native English speaking person, because you wouldn't, some of them hurt your brain as you're looking at, like, because they don't work together. But they're things that nobody's optimizing for. So they are English words. They are terms. They look like keywords, but you can optimize for them. And then sometimes you get a completely empty SERP that's completely yours then. Or you get a situation where there are some results, but they're so few and nobody's actually optimizing for that term. So you really don't have a lot of interference as you try to play with things and see what's going on.
You're on a roll.
I was going to say, the only other thing I would add too is that traditionally we used to use lorem ipsum pages, which are just gibberish. And those also have trouble indexing now as well. And so you can use English ipsum, which is the most common English terms. And so again, it looks like text, it looks like words, and it is a lot of English words, but it's nothing that I think would impact the overall, or it would be the slightest impact on the test. Again, we're trying to reduce down as many variables as we can, and also then get these pages indexed so that we can do tests in a timely manner.
Yeah, no, that very, very good insights there. Because I think, there'd be some people who would initially think, like, okay, it's like, well, oh, I'm just going to come up with a random word that's not going to make sense and try and rank it. But at least to get that sort of context and understanding that nowadays that appears to be a lot more difficult to do than, trying to think of what actually makes sense from Google to know that it's like, oh, these 2 words or 3 words, they're all in English, but combined, it doesn't really make much sense. So it's like, yeah, you can go for that. And I suppose that will add a lot more, likelihood in terms of you being able to actually get that set up. So no, that's a really good point to mention. I'm glad you brought that up. Something that I wanted to ask you, because you've done a lot of SEO tests, you've even got a patent for SEO testing. Could you sort of talk me through the background of that? What got you to wanting to make a specific patent for SEO testing, and also what that sort of involves?
I think initially it was done for the marketing factor more than anything, to say patent pending was the idea. And I don't think it was, I was working with another person named Story Friend, and this was in a previous group, not the group that I'm in now. And I think honestly, it was put together with the idea that we could say patent pending method on testing. And then all of a sudden we got the patent. that was quite surprising. Yeah, so it's a US patent, and it is on kind of basically what we just described, the idea of creating an environment that you control, or you have as much control over as possible, creating five identical pages or identical pages that you're going to use within that environment, and then changing one thing on them, and then monitoring those results, cataloging those results, and then repeating the process is the general outline. That's what the patent is.
I see. And so I'm not, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know much about this sort of stuff, but if that's in the US, does that mean that someone who's listening to this in the US, could they not do the kind of stuff that we talked about just now? Or is there only like the non-US people like myself who could do it? Or how does that work?
I don't know that there's much that can be enforced with that patent. And I'm sure that however you might test might be slightly different enough to you wouldn't have to worry about any infringement issues. And I don't plan on coming after anyone for doing any kind of SEO testing.
I'm just trying to make sure. I don't want people to have a go at me being like, hey, I just listened to the podcast. I did this stuff and all of a sudden, bam, can't do it.
That's all part of my master plan. Why don't you go ahead and try it?
Yeah. One country at a time. Well, at least it hasn't hit the UK just yet anyway.
That's right. Yeah, you're safe. Anyone in the UK is safe.
Oh, thank goodness. But yeah, so is there anything that you sort of want to round up this discussion on SEO testing? Anything that you see maybe in terms of the future of SEO tests, in terms of how I suppose you've seen the evolution over the years of different things that people have done? I know that you've mentioned certain changes, for example, instead of lorem ipsum, it's English ipsum, and actually using words that are in English, that makes sense. But is there anything that you see sort of happening in the future now, especially with, you know, the whole hype of like AI, ChatGPT, things like that, or just anything that you would like to see? Do you have some sort of wish list for SEO testing and what you'd be able to maybe do in the future?
Well, I think something you can do, or you could do with different AI tools, you know, you can teach it what you're doing. You know, you can kind of teach it the methodology. And my thought would be, we might be able to crank out tests faster. We might even get prediction tools. Like instead of actually running the test, you can get a prediction model with fairly good accuracy. So we can say like, this is likely to work without having to actually do it. And then kind of that would fast forward implementation. It's important to note that in SEO, you can do everything correctly and it's not going to work 100% of the time. There are that many factors that there are times when things just don't work. Really what you can do with testing though, is the idea is to give yourself the best possibility for success, that you're learning techniques, you're learning things that when you implement them, you have the best probability, you know, and that's the goal is to eliminate the things that don't work so that you're focusing on the things that do, so that when you repeat them, you then have the best chance. And that's what you're trying to do, is you're trying to give yourself the best chance to rank for particular terms or particular things. And that's where the testing can really kind of help you. So if we can get models that can predict where we can then do things faster, or at least we know like this is, gives us that likelihood, the best chance. That's where I think things might go with some of the AI stuff that's out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, 100%. Because I mean, like we've seen just in such a short period of time, the sort of impact and the possibilities of utilizing AI, even for, you know, within the SEO industry for many things. So yeah, no, 100%. If there is some sort of way to create models that can predict certain things to help speed up testing, I mean, it just at the end of the day, like for the SEO industry, it's just meant to sort of help people. So all the stuff that you've said, for example, in this episode is, you know, helping people be able to understand, you know, how to make an SEO test that works, what you should do, what to look out for. And in just the hopes that people can, you know, have their own sort of free reign to go and learn new things, to try out and experiment and see what are the things that are working and what aren't. Because I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's sort of how the industry is going to evolve in a positive way for people to be able to see what is making impact. Because, you know, being a cat and mouse sort of game with Google as it is at the moment, you know, we can at least try and be one step ahead almost in terms of being able to figure out what's changing. So, Carl, I really, really do appreciate your time for coming on and talking about this topic. It was really insightful. Any final comments anywhere that people can find you if they've got any questions about SEO testing?
Yeah, you can go to kyleroof.com. That's my main site and my things are there. So it's easy to find what I'm working on. And right now my tests are going to IMG and there are links to IMG right there. So just go to kyleroof.com.
Okay, brilliant. Carl, thanks a lot for taking the time. It's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you as well to everyone who's tuning in as well. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.